right, talk to you later. N1LU, Claire.
It's just me and you, and I won't be out here too much longer either, unless I ride by the house, see the light on in the basement. I'll be going inside.
I hear you.
Okay, Vic, I'm at my destination, 73. Maybe we'll talk to you later tomorrow. KD2, be aware, Mobile.
73's Rocky.
Let's see what else is new here. now on the Jeep. I'm going to pick up a can of that window spray. I forget the name of it. It comes in a yellow can.
Are you talking about the brand? Might be Rain-X?
No. I'm having some craft disease here. It's the same company that makes the antifreeze that comes in the yellow container.
You must be speaking about Prestone.
Yep, that's it. I believe that's the name on the aerosol can that you spray on your windows. This stuff works pretty good.
Yeah, very good, Don. All right, let me jump in the shop. I just got back, got to change my clothes and get some work done. After I have a sip of my coffee, maybe if you're out there, I'll pick it up with you. If not, Don, it's good hearing you. And don't be a stranger now that you're back to your normal hours. WA2COZ, KD2, BOR Mobile.
Okay, Rock 73s, I'm going to finish up my coffee here and listen to Coast Radio for an hour and hope I can get back to sleep again. KD2 BOR, WA2COZ clear.
KI3L listening.
No problem. I've been up for a while.
you post Rocky's picture on the after midnight?
Yes, I did.
Look good. I posted back. I said, Rocky, it's about time. But that was pretty cool. Did you have to comb his hair first there?
No, that's, what do you call that? Well, this guy doesn't want to go. I forgot what they call that, al fresco or something.
The zippity doo hair do. I'm jealous. He's got so much hair. Mine is slowly going away.
Well, then you must feel good when I'm around.
Yeah, you're the best.
Lovely morning, isn't it?
Yeah, great morning for resting, that's for sure. I saw pictures of Steve unpacking his radio, and his setup looks good.
Yeah, I woke up, he had texted me about 8:30 last night, wanted to know if I wanted to get on the radio. Of course, I'd been asleep for about an hour and a half at that point. So hopefully we can hook up today. Although I've got to get a nap in, I'm pretty beat. I swung by Rocky's this morning, so I got up at 12:30 so I could do that and still get to work at a reasonable hour.
WI2LYC with M1LU. Yeah, did you get to the dealer to get your key fob thing fixed?
I did go. He checked it, and he said it looks to be, still strong. He said, I'll change it if you want, but I still think you got plenty of battery life in it. So I said, okay, I'll take your word for it. It never showed up on the dash again. He said sometimes it does that if it's not, close enough to the, maybe I tossed my jacket or something in the back seat, I don't know. If it's not close enough to the ignition, it might say that.
Okay. It probably just has a button lithium battery in it. Wanted to get a Radio Shack or anywhere.
Yeah, but they don't make it easy for you to open it. They probably have a special tool so you don't change it yourself. Because I asked him about that. He says, yeah, you can. All you do is pry it open over there. And he pointed to a real narrow little slit. And he goes, some people break it when they do that. And then, of course, I'd have to buy a new key. And that costs like 10 times as much or 100 times as much as paying them to put a new battery in. So I'll just leave it for now.
Yeah, the Hummer has a coded key and the fob is separate from it. So I've changed the battery in mine. And, boy, that's not a problem. But anyway...
Well, it's good if the battery does die. It's got a internal key. I just pull the internal key out, pop something off on my column, and then I can start the car like a regular car. Of course, I don't really want to have to go through that, so hopefully, once I start seeing this low battery indicator again, I'll be able to get it changed rather quickly. It's not a big job, and the place isn't too far away from my house, so getting over there to have it changed shouldn't be an issue.
Well, that's good. Hey, did you get it in writing from Honda about the block on the car?
Absolutely. Of course, I didn't have to ask. They already wrote it in there. When I grabbed the paperwork, it said that that the customer said that his mechanic mentioned fluid coming out of the exhaust and possible crack in the block. Everything was inspected and found to be in excellent shape. So, yeah, they gave it to me without me even asking.
That's good. Now, did you go home and tell your wife I told them and they had to put that in there?
Yeah, I told her. I said I grabbed the guy by the shirt collar, and I told him if he didn't put it in there, you'd get the beating of his life. Of course, she didn't believe that.
Hey, I thought that she would be very proud of you if that was the case.
What I should have done is grabbed him by the shirt collar, said if he didn't put it in there, he'd get the beating of his life from my wife.
Yeah, there's no rap like that of a woman, so he probably would have been right there adding extra words to it.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't mess around. If there's a mistake or something in a bill, even if there's a mistake for, like, 50 cents on a receipt from the grocery store, she marches right back in there and gets that money.
There you go. That's the way to do it. We went out to breakfast, and I just paid with my credit card, and my wife said I didn't even look at the bill to see if it was correct. I said, we had breakfast for like seven of us. I wouldn't know if it was correct or not because there were so many orders on there, side orders of this and kids' orders of that. So I wouldn't know if it was right or not. I just paid it.
Yeah, that's how I am. I don't calculate it, but she does. She'll spend, if it's a big party, she'll spend 10 minutes or more looking at the bill and verifying it's correct.
Well, you know, they're probably more correct than we are, but you never can tell if you're being taken advantage of or what have you. But in any case, it was one of these things where we were in this Sunday morning in a diner, actually a silver diner down there in Virginia, with the kids. They were good the whole meal, but they were starting to get antsy. You know, three little kids and four adults, so things were starting to kick up. I just didn't want to prolong the effort. I figured let's get at it while we're still in one piece and nobody threw anything yet.
Oh yeah, been there, done that. Now my kids are—they're pretty good in diners. Do you ever eat at the Cracker Barrels on your way down there?
There's none that's right down there. When we come back, we stopped at a Cracker Barrel a couple of times, and this was Clinton, New Jersey, right off of 78. But my wife was turned off because apparently, they get a lot of buses. So the place is very busy and stuff like that. I didn't have a problem with it. It was a little too busy and so forth. So we haven't lately. But there's none right near them down there.
Oh, excuse me, I was just yawning. Are you on high power? Get a little bit of crackly in you. It might be the repeater, too. On windy days, it gets a bit noisy.
Actually, I'm on a 4-1 Bofang sitting in my kitchen, and it sounded a little crackly, too, so I think it's the repeater.
82, B.O.R. Hey, you're doing very good. Very well. My wife keeps correcting me. I can't figure out when to use well and good. I said, listen, you got me to leave T off of across. I said, don't push your luck.
Katie Duke, B.O.R. Good morning, Rock. Pick it up.
I want to say good morning to the both of you before the net starts. I doubled with Charlie, I guess, but I guess I won on that one. Yeah, I'm getting the repeater very noisy down here myself.
I'm on the other radio now. Hey, Rock, I tried to call that fax number you gave me, and I must have copied it wrong or whatever because the lady answered the phone. It wasn't a fax machine. You gave me 3097. Is that correct?
No, it's not. It's 0397. Sorry about that, Bill.
Okay, I got it. 0397. I'll fax that stuff over. It's still sitting in the machine.
Hey, very good. I just want to jump in real quick. I'm still waiting for parts here this morning. They had a transformer blow up by the Napa store. They're running very late with parts this morning. So, 73, Chow, good seeing you again this morning. And let me get out of here and let you guys finish up before the net starts. 82, B.O.R.
Yeah, likewise, Rock. Good seeing you this morning as well. Over to you, Bill. Bill, when the net starts, if I need you, I'll look for you on 5-2.
Goodbye, KB2TIA, 73.
Didn't even know you were in there.
I'm like a bad penny, you never know where I'll turn up. So, anyway, the new radio is great, very nice, I like it. And learning what to do. but it's very nice, and I appreciate all the messages from everybody. KB2TIA, I gotta take the kids to school.
I'll be home around 10:30. Let me know when you get home from school. Maybe we can have a skit on 40 real quick, see how you sound.
Okay, I know the net's about to start. I'm gonna be, I should be home about 9:15.
Alright, well, I won't be. I'll probably be at Bill's house by then. But I'll let you know when I'm home. Talk to you later. Glad you got it. KB2TIA. N1LU, over to you, Bill. And then I think we should go on the side, because the net's got about less than 10 minutes before it starts.
82BOR, 73's Rock. Catch you later. KB2TIA. Look good, Steve. I saw the pictures on Facebook. Very good. Good luck with it. And N1LU, yeah, Charlie, I'm going to switch over to the other channel and stand by over there. So 73s, I'll catch you a little bit. WI2LYP is clear.
All right, I'm going to check into the net for at least one round, and if I have any trouble, I'll give you a call over there. I shouldn't have any trouble getting to your house, getting to 9W that we'll have to talk about, but I'll call you over there if I need you, or as I get closer, 73, Bill. WI2LYP, N1LU, mobile.
Connected, KC2ZUM.
N1LU, WA2ZNT, just want to say good morning.
Morning, Josephine. I'll be checking into the net, at least for one go-around.
Well, that'll be nice. All right. Enjoy your visit there with Bill. WI2LYP. I think I have the call straight once and for all. I'd like to hear you both.
Likewise, Josephine.
Good. Safe driving today. It's supposed to be windy and rainy, too. I don't know. I hope they got it exaggerated, but still we'll have to bear it. Okay, look for you in a few minutes, or listen for you. N1LU, WA2ZNT. And I hear Alan getting tuned up on Echo Link.
I heard him, too. I'll be here. N1LU Mobile.
KC2ZUM disconnected. Connected KC2ZUM.
Good morning, this is KC2ZUM. One hour. Just wondering if anybody's able to talk to me.
Good morning, Alan, but you got a lot of noise on the background.
Good morning, Paul, EC2C, KC2ZUM. Yeah, I had the Echolink on in the background. I'm just curious, is this clear enough, or should I go over the Echolink back to you?
You're pretty clear there. You're understandable. It's just that with the wind out there, you get the static in the transmission. KC2ZUM, AC2C.
Okay, thank you. AC2T, KC2ZUM. A lot of wind up here. By the way, the FCC website was updated, so that happened the other day. I'm just waiting for the new license now. I'm going to stand down, wait for the net, and hopefully Bob will be okay. It's very windy up here. I'm sure a lot of people are having antenna problems. This is KC2ZUM standing by.
Fine business, Alan. Yeah, you'll get it probably by Monday or Tuesday, so no sweat. It's been updated. You're all set.
Good
good morning from W2VLV. We're about to start CBS Retirees Vent. So far, we've heard KC2ZUM and KC2T. And we're looking for other check-ins at this point. Come now, please.
November 1.
Hey, we have November 1, Lima Uniform. Good morning, Charlie. Anyone else?
KC2EMG.
WA2ZNT.
KC2EMG. Any other check-ins, come now, please.
WA2ZNT. Good morning.
Good morning, Gerald. WA2ZNT, recognize. Any others?
WB2OXU, good morning, Bob.
Phil, good morning to you, WB2OXU, and we're still looking for other check-ins. Anyone else for the net, please come down. Okay, well, we'll give another call in a while. Let me ask Charlie, are you short-term again, Charlie, and what are you?
Yes, I am, although I'm not echolink. I mean, I'm not cross-banding, but, yeah, I'm going to be destinated shortly. I know that's not a word.
Okay, well, we'll put you up top there. And, anyhow, good morning to the group, and once again, we have Alan, KC2ZUM, Paul, AC2T, Charlie, and 1LU. Bob, KC2EMG, Josephine, WA2ZNT, and Bill, WB2OXU. One more try, any other check-ins? Alrighty, well, we've got 61 degrees here this morning, and it's, of course, very brisk and windy, and the barometer's falling. Ground is wet. Let's see, the barometer's at 29.56, so, and unfortunately I'm not getting a reading on my humidity scale here, but it is a stormy day, that's for sure. And we had, let's see, a total of 71 children come for trick or treat yesterday, and the majority of them had their parents with them, so that's very nice, and they were dressed up in all kinds of costumes, so we've got to take that away. All right, let's go to Charlie, N1LU, W2BOV with the CBS Retirees.
Thank you, Bob. W2BOV, this is N1LU Mobile, somewhere near, somewhere in New Jersey. Anyway, thanks for letting me in the net, and good morning to all on the net. I am not, as you heard, cross-banding. After speaking with Alan, I think that's a not a good idea to do with my radio, taking too many chances that I might burn it out. Apparently, cross-banding is good one-on-one, but not when there's a net and the repeater doesn't drop out often enough to unkey my rig. It basically stays keyed for the whole hour-long net if I was on it, so I'll just be checking in every now and again when I have a chance to run out to my car or climb up on the roof of the building where I work. I have 69 degrees here, Westwood, New Jersey, that's where I am. We're close to it. Nice balmy fall day. The wind, I assume, will remove a lot of the leaves from the trees so I can get back to raking, something I hate doing, but too much of it in the fall. When I moved into the house, I was so happy about having all those trees for shade and whatnot. Now it's turned out to be quite a chore. Thanks again for letting me in the net. Everybody have a great day and a great weekend. I hear this is going to blow out this afternoon, so hopefully we'll see some sun. W2BOB, this is N1LU, 73, everybody.
Charlie, good to have you with us, and we'll look for you whenever you can make it, that's for sure. And have a great weekend. Yeah, I know what you mean about the leaves. I see it in my backyard today. We just had the lawn care people come and clean what was in there on Tuesday. And boy, today the leaves are really coming down. But but it's very strange that the maple trees in this area are still very green. There's no color whatsoever, and that's the same for the big apple tree in my neighbor's yard over here. Green leaves. The dogwood trees have not really done much color, so I think we discussed this before, that seasonally this year has been entirely different from what we've had in the past, so there are some trees, between us and the intersection of the street that are a bright yellow this morning, so those have changed, but it's an unusual situation. By Columbus Day, they should all have had color, but they didn't. Alrighty, let's go to Alan, KC2DUL, W2BOV, CBS.
Connected, W2BOV.
Morning, Bob, W2BOV, KC2VUM. I decided to come over to Echo Link because it's very crazy, and I didn't think that you might hear me on the rig. I started out on the rig, but during your last transmission, it was kind of washing out. So, good morning, Charlie. Good to hear you in there. And Paul, Bob Square, Joe, and the Bill. And, of course, you, Bob, number one. Extremely windy up here, close to 70 degrees, about 69. Supposed to go up to 71 today. And getting kind of nervous here. The wind's been blowing since about 3 o'clock in the morning. And every time a big one comes through, I feel like a tree's about to come flying through here or something like that, or something to come through the window. last year, this time, my antenna was up. And I remember I had a small color security cameras out on the balcony trained on the antenna and the tripod, and it was wireless, and I had it hooked up to a small flat screen TV in here, computer monitor, so I could just watch it, you know, as the wind was blowing. And I kept watching it rock from left and right on the tripod, even though I had some bricks at the legs of the tripod. And then when I saw it rocking and momentum building up, and I said, well, this thing's going to topple over. And I ran out there, and as soon as I opened the sliding door, I just managed to grab the whole thing before it went over the balcony. So I took a couple of the masts out and just lowered it, so that at least it would still be up, and I didn't want it to go down and anybody to see that happen, because that's all I would have needed for that to happen at that time. But it's just funny, I remember all of that going on, trying to save the antenna. Now it's indoors, and it's part of the furniture in the dining room. I'm going to be here for one more go-round, and then jumping out of here. So back over to you, Bob, W2BOB, KC2ZUM, and I hope everybody is okay today. Oh, and by the way, Bob, I think I told you the update, FCC update, took place on the license, so now I'm just waiting for the actual new copy to come. Over to you, Bob, W2BOB, KC2ZUM.
Okay, Alan, yes, you did mention that yesterday, and that's great. KC2ZUM, W2BOV, and let's move along to Paul, HE2T, W2BOV. Paul.
W2BOV in the assembled multitude. Good morning, everybody. Charlie, Alan, Bob, Josephine, Bill, and Bob Squid. I hope everybody's keeping dry. I'll tell you, it was really raining before, but we're supposed to get some more today. Hope it all blows away tomorrow. We're going up to Newburgh for the Buckham Division luncheon, and we'll see who we'll meet there. So, anyway, that's what we're doing. And, Alan, I told you, as soon as it's listed in the FCC database on the net, you will get it in a few days. Probably, if it was listed yesterday, you'll probably get it Monday in the mail. So, that's the way things work sometimes. Anyway, back to net. This is AC2T. Bob, you got it.
Okay, very good, Paul. Are they still processing amateur licenses out of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, on a Coast Guard?
I believe that's where it's going. It goes up to the ARRL, and then they ship it down to the Gettysburg address.
Okay. And I always thought that was a bit unusual, you know, because when you think of federal government offices, you naturally assume that they're coming out of D.C., but not in this case. Alrighty, let's see. Over to Bob, KC2EMG. Glad to see you again. We miss you, but fellow students, what you've been doing.
KC2EMG here. Well, among the different things this fall, the least persistence, of course, I noticed that there was a complete shortage of monarch butterflies. Starting around mid-September, they would be migrating along the shoreline, headed down to Mexico. I have yet to see my first one. Also, as I'm looking out the window here, I noticed a bird that are flying into the trees behind us, but they seem to be able to go at full speed and yet duck the branches. I don't know what kind of radar they have that enables them to see that far ahead. They don't hit the branches. They seem to go squeeze right through the tightest openings. That's another bird anomaly as far as I'm concerned. Plus, when they're flying in formation, I wonder who calls the signal so they all bang together. But there are three things. Bob, back to you, W2BOB. This is KC2EMG.
Okay, KC2EMG, W2BOB. Those are very good points. But when it comes to nature or anything else, or birds particularly, I have time to as well. I think there's a very simple answer. And it's spelled capital G-O-D. So there you go. W-A-2-Z-N-T is next. Good morning, Josephine. W-2-B-O-B.
W-2-B-O-B in the net. W-A-2-Z-N-T. Thank you, Bob. Good morning to you and everybody in the net. Very good. Good to hear you too, Bob E-M-G, and glad that N1LU checks in whenever he can. Very good. Everybody has pretty good signals despite the wind. I don't hear it windy here. I think it'll probably pick up soon. They do forecast a strong wind, but I hope it won't be that bad today. And it's been drizzling last night, too. Yes, I like hearing about the habits and the ways of survival by the birds and other wildlife. Very nice. My son has a whole bunch of a lot of trees on his property, and even next piece of property next to his, which is not occupied, but there are a lot of trees there. And there are many birds, and he has several birdhouses, and he feeds them in the winter, but in the summer there's insects and other things, and so the birds get plenty. But he seems to recognize the same birds that come back year after year. I don't know if that's true. It can be, though, right? And when I'm there, he always describes what they're doing and how they nest, build their nests, and also feed their young before they're big enough to fly. Isn't that interesting? And it is. So back to you, Bob, W2BOB, W-A-2-Z-N-T.
Okay, it is fascinating, Joe, that's for sure. I always enjoy watching the birds in our backyard. And we do put the feeder up in the winter time. But take it down in late spring and let them forage on the natural food stuff. Okay. Let's go to Bill, WD2OXU W2BOB. Go ahead, Bill.
W2BOB and the group WD2OXU. Good morning, Bob. Alan, Paul, Charlie, if you're still listening. Bob, Joe. It's another wonderful morning. The sun's not out, but at least it's warm. We got about 62, 63 degrees. And the road is wet and it's drizzly. And, of course, there's a lot of leaves that came off the trees. I guess the wind will take care of the rest. But as you said, Bob, there's still a lot of trees that are green. So we're not in full fall colors yet. Everything is like this year. I guess even the trees got confused. But anyway, good to hear you all this morning. W2BOB in the group. WB2OXU.
Alrighty, very good. Yep, that's a good point today. And as I say, it's an unusual, this whole year has been unusual as far as the seasons are concerned. And I wonder if Sandy had something to do with that. Goodness gracious. As far as Halloween was concerned, as I said, we had 71 children trick-or-treat at our front door. And, my wife came up with a good solution so we wouldn't have to open the door every time the bell rang. I took one of the panes out of the storm door, and she was able to hand out the treats through that door. Well, we had to open the main entry door, of course, but didn't have to open the storm door. Don't worry about it at that point. So that worked out quite well. And I was very impressed with the British Village Halloween Parade. The coverage by WPIX I thought was excellent. And the makeup of the parade, while it was rather bizarre, it was so well done, with people dressed up as ladies, dressed up as the Statue of Liberty, and choreographed groups as they marched, well, as they danced up 6th Avenue. Really, really good, and they had some really good bands as well, so it wasn't just an odd circus. It was very well done. So I wonder if any of you watched it or some of it. But it always brings back memories of the guys who march, in California, where they're all dressed up in business suits with fedoras and carry briefcases and fully in step and turn and do everything else in unique unison. Very, very different. And I think that's really good. And it was nice that and with the Columbus Day Parade, I noticed they were concentrating on the when Channel 4 does the parade, they constantly boundary back and forth between the people who are commenting on the parade. And I really get to hear any music or see the bands or to me, we've been getting flyers in the mail recommending dad at age 70 had to retire from the police department, and he had a very good position. He loved his job. He would have stayed there until he died. As a matter of fact, 10 years after he retired, he didn't pass on. But, you know, I appreciate the dedication and all that they do, but I'm just wondering, is it really wise for people to stay in that position where you're judging what's going to happen to your fellow men past age 70? All right, back to the top, KCQGOM. With your legal experience, Alan, I'm sure you would be a good one to answer that question. W2VOB, and then back, go ahead.
W2VOB, KC2VUM. Okay, let me jump back over to the dialogue.
W2VOB, KC2VUM. Bob, I did not hear most of your transmission. I just heard the end before you were turning it over to me. You mentioned something about legal experience. Could you repeat the question back to you?
Yes, Alan, there's a proposition on the ballot coming election day to allow judges to remain in their position past age 70. Right now, the law says that to retire at age 70. You copy that?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, that's why a former chief judge of the state had to retire. As good as she was, and we all know that she took over, I think it was behind, Waxler was his name, but Judith Kay, who was the former chief judge before Jonathan Lippman, who is now the present judge, yeah, they have a clause in there where you have to retire at the 70, and I think that they are trying to change that, as well as trying to eventually get some raises, which no judges have had in God knows how long. Back to you.
Okay, very good. Turn, I'm on EchoLink now, too, so you can hear me better, hopefully. Yeah, well, my contention is it really a wise thing allow them to remain on the bench after age 70, and as far as the raises are concerned, yeah, that's sort of stupid anyway, that they haven't had raises, but I'm just wondering, you know, how efficient a judge would be if he's 85 years old and still practicing. I don't... Not that I'm prejudiced or anything, but I don't think logically it really makes sense. So that's my two cents. Okay. Alrighty, let's continue along and go to AT2T, W2BOB. Over to you, Paul.
W2BOB, AT2T. Yeah, well, that's what's going to be on the ballot, but I don't know. Like you say, you know, when somebody's 85, if they're, you know, with it, it's like they would be at age 70. So it's a hard decision to make, but I guess it will sooner or later have to be made. I know... Hey, I'm getting up there in my age, and I get times where I have these senior moments, and I can't remember, you know, certain things, but they come back to me a little bit later. But on the spur of the moment, you snap your fingers, you can't remember. So, you know, it gets to that point when you get older, you tend to get those senior moments. And I know they're really sometimes... scary to me, anyhow. I know what I want to say, but it won't come out. So, whatever. Anyway, back to Ned. This is AC2T. You got it, Bob.
Okay, very good. And, yeah, I'm sure we all have had situations like that. And I know time after time you'll say, oh, I have to go do something or go get something, and then you'll get there, and then you have to say, why did I come here? It's an aging process. So, reminds me of the old story, little Jimmy Dickens, the country performer, used to, on the Grand Ole Opry, he used to come out with these silly jokes, and one of them was, well, he dropped something on the floor, and at his age, it was a little difficult getting down to look for it. And he did that, and while he was down looking around on the floor, he said to himself, oh, what else can I do now that I'm down here? Let's go to C2EMG, W2BOB.
C2EMG. Well, that sounds familiar, and when I get to the other room and can't remember why I came there, I go back to the first room and reconstruct the crime, and it comes back at me. Can't figure that out. Brain is a funny thing. I think if you, it practices, Philo, first in, last out, accounting. So that's what I seem to find I'm doing. I can play videotapes in my mind of things that occurred, oh, I don't know, so many years ago. So, but I can't remember what I had for breakfast. So there you go. Back to the W2BOB. This is KC2EMG.
Okay, very good. And on a quick break, have you been up to Connecticut lately, and has the foliage up there changed?
The foliage en route, especially on the Hutch, was glorious a week ago. I always count on October 12th being the peak. And now, in certain spots, it's kind of a drab color. But yes, it was great. And we spent last Saturday about 2 hours and maybe 3 hours on Sunday clearing out our tomato patch. The tomatoes, as I mentioned, went to foliage for the good part of the summer, so all of the tomatoes were smaller and in the upper part, but the roots, some of them had strung out 3 feet. Back to you, W2BOB, KC2EMG.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that just sounds like it's an unusual situation with the tomatoes. And I think I mentioned my neighbor a few doors down had 48 tomato plants. He plants a lot each year. And it was the same situation as what you described. They had very tiny fruit, and they never ripened on the vine. So something that's a widely separated geographical location between here and where your place is in Connecticut. And the fact that most areas were affected by the same tomato situation. Really. All right. W-A-2-Z-N-T, W-2-B-O-B,
W-2-B-O-B, W-2-B-O-B is the net, W-A-2-Z-N-T. Yeah, there is some scratching on your signal, Bob, and I think you said you're on echo link now. Anyway, but I can hear you, and the audio was still readable. That's all right. I'm waiting to hear when the wind picks up, and I know when I had my house, and it got very stormy and windy, and the wind was so loud at times in bad winters when the noise was almost human, you know, like a moan, and it frightened me somewhat, and I would go and sit down in the basement, and not that I was afraid that it was going to be any doors breaking, you know, windows, anyway, I didn't know what was going to be, but while my husband was at work, and then I wondered for his safety, but that didn't happen too often, but when it did, I didn't like the sound of the wind. That's all I can remember to relate right now. W2BOV, WA2ZNT.
Yeah, okay, Joe. Yeah, I'm connected on Echo Lake, but I am transmitting 2 meters. And the scratchiness is the wind hitting the receiving antenna at the repeater. That's what causes that scratchiness. Static, basically, as Paul described earlier, what the wind causes when it's the antenna. So, alrighty. Yeah, the wind can be frightening at times, that's for sure. What still surprises me was a year ago when we were affected by a super storm, Sandy. Say that sounds pretty fun. It was, of course, quite windy, and it was coming out of the southwest, and then more southerly, as it is today, south wind blowing this morning. And I think I had described that we had lost electricity earlier in the day because the power company started shutting grids down. They knew what was coming, and they knew there'd be a lot of power cables coming down, so they shut off the power to everybody around there. When the two trees came down, and the one hit our house directly, about 60 or 70 feet tall, you know, I didn't hear a big crash or anything. I just heard a tinkling of glass because one of the storm windows broke, and a whoosh, and that was the tree coming to rest on our roof. So the sound that all that takes place with a storm like that, or any wind storm, quite different. And I noticed this morning with the aircraft flying over the house landing at Kennedy that they've got, sounds like they've got full throttle up because they are flying directly into the wind. And it's coming out of the south, and the heading they take is southwest to get on runway 22. And I think George, I'm surprised he's not with us this morning, but he's got other things to do. He had mentioned at one time that aircraft, commercial aircraft, use more fuel landing than they do taking off. And that seems to stand up, especially when you have a windy day like today. Okay, I've noticed now that the repeater signal strength, once again, has changed. I did have it full scale when the net started, and now it's down to about a quarter of full scale on the estimated, so something changed. Okay, over to Bill, WB2OXU, W2BOV.
K2BIE.
Good morning, George, K2BIE. Go ahead, Bob.
Short term, or can you wait till you're at the bill?
I'm not going to be hanging around. I just want to let you know I'm listening, but just got on this morning. I've had a kind of a cold, so it's I've been getting as much sleep as I can. I just want to let you know I wouldn't miss a session of the net if I could. So have a great day. K2BI, you'll be clear. 73s to all. Back to you, Bob.
Hey, George. All right, thanks for checking in, and we're glad to at least hear you, and sorry you have a cold, and we hope you get over that quite quickly. Over to you, Bill, W2OXU, W2BOV.
W2BOV and the group WB2OXU, and good morning, George. Hope you feel better, and good luck later on.